Sir.
Thanks, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Madam Sirimani, distinguished delegates. We align ourselves with the statement delivered by Peru on the behalf of G77 and China. Brazil thanks UNCTAD for the 2024 Digital Economy Report. It provides an interesting correlation between two important, often independent topics, the digital economy and environmental sustainability. Its findings, however, are very counterintuitive. They raise an awareness about the huge and growing environmental footprint of the digital economy in a context where digitalization is largely associated with cleaner and more efficient economic models. These have broad implications. It can be a call for action against the high environmental costs of the advanced digital economies of the North. But it can also represent yet another challenge for the developing South, which sees the digital economy as an indispensable stepping stone towards more sustainable and inclusive forms of social and economic development. Therefore, a first reaction to the report is that sounding the alarm with respect to the negative environmental impact of the digital economy must not feed into another kicking away the ladder moment regarding development aspirations of the South. The huge energy and water consumption of the electronic industry and the computational operations and the accumulation of difficult to recycle digital waste are serious matters we need to look into. But they are currently a visible trend in advanced economies of the world, highly digitalized and connected, and a major producer of digital waste, as the report clarifies. We must be careful not to unduly transpose the negative correlations between the digital economy and the environmental sustainability to countries or the South. UNCTAD must be careful not to articulate this as one of the obstacles or arguments against developing countries' efforts to achieve higher levels of growth and well-being for the populations through digital development. The concept of common but differentiated responsibilities seems to be particularly relevant in this aspect. Developing countries are struggling to benefit from the gains of digital transition perceived as an accelerator of the SDGs. The digital economy is today one of the main drivers of economic transformation, capable of modernizing traditional sectors such as commerce, finance, industry, and others, while also providing tangible benefits in areas like education and health. To end, during Brazil's G20 presidency, we proposed an integrated approach to connectivity, inclusion, sustainable development, and poverty reduction through digital inclusion. We call on UNCTAD to address these goals in a comprehensive and multidimensional manner. Thank you.